Now, get this. The tests that had been derived, that had been created to test for the HIV, human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, right? That the test that had been developed was 99.44 one-hundredths accurate. Now, that sounds like, wow, 99.44 one-hundredths accurate. That is not an accurate test. It may sound like it, but it's not. And if you run the numbers out per 100,000, you're going to get an error, a false positive rate or a false negative rate of 660. That's what the 99.44 accuracy rate. That's per 100,000. So that's 6,600 per million. Now, if this thing is an actual infectious dynamo that's just running around infecting anyone that gets anywhere near anyone that has it, and you have that kind of an error rate plus or minus, what actually would happen? Well, you'd have a bunch of people running around spreading the virus. Now, that's a 99.44 percent accurate. No company will even give a number other than we think it's around 80% accurate. 80%? You guys are setting policy that is ruining people's lives. It is taking from them, stealing from them all that they've ever worked for their entire life in their little small business, and it's based upon a test that might be 80% accurate. And 80% accurate for what? A sniffles. Look at what the American Federation of Teachers is doing. Look at what all the usual suspects are doing with this. All they're doing is applying the corona bug, the Wuhan super corona hoax bug. All they're doing is applying it to their usual suspect activities. And then going like, well, weird union teachers are not going to go to schools. They're showing up at protests outside of school boards or what have you with nooses and guillotines and saying, those kids aren't going to kill us. It's far more likely you'll kill the kids than that they will kill you, certainly when we're talking about the Wuhan superbug, because they're not going to get it. And if they do get it, they're not going to spread it to you. Do you know why? Because they have great immune systems, and their immune system has already beaten the bug. It's already defeated it. This is a proven fact. And yet, all we hear is urban legend and innuendo. State Representative Vitale, our entire way of life has been turned on its head. Jobs have been lost. Businesses shut down. And people fined by health orders never passed by your duly elected representatives. People cannot make their house payments. Schools are closed. People's mental health is failing. Police are being assaulted and defunded, and we are denied access to health care. And worst of all, churches are closed. But don't forget, Emperor Fauci says, wear goggles and hook up with a stranger and let us ban a drug that's been used for almost 40 years and ban doctors who speak out in favor of using it. And then Representative Vitale concludes. This is the title of today's show. Why do you believe the dictator of disinformation, Governor DeWine? I might ask the same thing of my fellow citizens in Louisiana. Why in the hell do you believe this guy? He wasn't a good governor the first go around. He was a shifty Democrat politician. What in the hell makes him an expert? And you know, when you get up there and you watch these guys talk and drone on endlessly, with all these statistics that they just bombard you with, thinking that no one can actually go to the source and figure out that's not true, which I do regularly, and I publish, and I ask the newspapers and the TV stations to cover it, and to cover me, you know what they tell me? Go blank yourself. We're not interested in the truth. We have lots of money to be made by selling mask advertisements. We have lots of money to be made by selling advertisements for hand sanitizers and what have you, and by scaring a bejesus belt out of people so that they run to us for news coverage. I'm going to tell you, watching the disintegration of what remained of the MSM, mainstream media, folks, they are eating themselves in their own. By the by, a side note, quickly. Didn't the woman formerly known as Ellen, and she always looked like, this woman's in her late 50s, but she looks like a little boy who, you know, a little blonde-haired boy who's, what, 16, 17 years old. How's that possible? Adrenochrome. Miniature plane, you can't say anything like that. Like Hades, I can't. And what do we find out about the greatest, most kind, most gentle and caring and loving lesbian in the history of gentle, kind, and loving lesbians? What do we find out? Behind the scenes, she's a screaming, roaring, demonic tyrant. Tyrant! Is Ellen... has Ellen's number with the check that she cashed with Beelzebub, with Lilith Fair, the demon Lilith, and Moloch and the boys. Has Satan called it in and going like, I gave you 30 years, bitch. I gave you everything you wanted. Just like all the rest of them, Weinstein and all of them, you got to pay. Is she going to lose her show, Mrs. O'Connell? You follow this story, and I'm not following it as closely as you.
Word on the street is it's possible they're interviewing other people to take her place just in case it continues on. I think they're just waiting for it to die down.
Now, what about the other shoe that's about to drop with Oprah? Selling off her assets and making it so that she can flee if need be. Now, this is a inside Hollywood rumor about Oprah. Now, the Ellen thing is pretty well, that's out there. There ain't no putting that genie back in the bottle. Representative Vitale concludes, of the great state of Ohio, the last legislator, little R Republican, left standing. People better stand and fight for their freedom. This is madness, and the intellectual laziness being shown is beyond alarming. Remember when they said we just need 15 days to stop the spread? Here we are at 180 days in, and it gets worse every day. They keep telling us it's getting worse and worse and worse. And people are now wearing face shields, and you see people now driving in their cars by themselves with the face diaper on. We are losing our way of life in our republic, but go ahead and strap on your face diaper. This is a real sign of toughness and rugged American individualism. It's the exact opposite of that. Then we have this from Chuckles Schmuckles Schumer on Friday.
And you're not going to cure that. You're not going to solve the problem. They still seem unwilling to do what is necessary for a strong testing, tracing, and treatment regime. What is one of the biggest problems?
Pause, the digital media founder. You notice that he says testing regime. Where does the word regime come from? What's the root word? Reg. Well, actually, in Latin, the root word is rex. The term regime comes from rex, which means king. So it is the domain of a king, or maybe a dictator. We need a strong testing regime. Well, we know that the tests are 100% inaccurate, and that no one should be relying on the test to do anything other than to get second and third opinions if you think you're in danger. And if you're young and healthy, you're not. But wait, Schumer does have a moment of clarity. He slips up and tells the truth.
What is one of the biggest problems facing us in the next month, as the speaker mentioned? Schools opening up the schools safely. If you don't open up the schools...
Raggy? Rumor?
You're going to hurt the economy significantly because lots of people can't go to work. Executive orders leave out schools altogether.
All right, so he's bitching that Trump did not put schools in an executive order. But then again, the president is deferring. He's being a federalist. He's deferring to governors going like, you guys got to do that. I can't open or close the schools. That's on you guys. But here's Schmuckle Schumer going like, okay, yeah, we created an economy where mom and dad have to work so they can pay our taxes and so they can leave their little darlings at government-run indoctrination centers. And look, we're willing to do a lot, but we're not willing to let children be educated at home because that's the last thing these people want. They need your kids in government education camps. They need them in the camps. That is not an option. You start educating your own little cheerins, and all of a sudden they become critical thinkers, and they go like, hey, wait a minute. That's not what Mrs. McGillicuddy taught me. By the by, Rod Dreher has a, you know, every once in a while, Dreher comes out of his dementia and writes something that makes a little bit of sense. Has a piece out of the American Conservative Magazine website. He, who's the dude is a rabble-rousing teacher type.
He's a teacher. His name is Matthew R. K.
Matthew.
He has also set his Twitter account to private because he got so much backlash from parents.
So what Matthew R. K. basically says is, you know, I'm all for having this virtual teaching environment, but virtual teaching environment means that parents might be able to watch. And then Matthew R. K. goes on to ring the alarm bell by accident and say, and if parents watch, then they may see us indoctrinating their children in homosexuality and transgenderism and fascism and what have you, and they might intervene. Citizen, you will obey!